Hello, my friends. D.L. Anderson here. Welcome back to Transformation by Truth podcast as we share the truth concerning these last days and what you must do to save yourself from the violent times that are just ahead. Today's podcast is a word of truth accounting of the end times. The end is coming. The end is near. Today's podcast is entitled End Times 270, A Summary of the People of the Ceiling, Part 1. The podcast objectives are reveal the fleeting nature of the day of salvation, analyze why Elohim will not hear many in these last days, confirm the Father's plans for his people, revisit the importance of the seven pillars of our faith, analyze the power we have been given to endure all, and analyze tests, trials, and tribulations. This lesson contains timelines and other visuals. Therefore, if you are listening to the podcast, I advise you to watch the video version on our website or YouTube or request a PDF of the lesson so you can add the visual effect. The day has come and gone. Now, in the most recent podcast, we concluded our four-part series dedicated to analyzing the 144,000 who were sealed in Revelation 7. In doing so, we now have a spiritual blueprint for all who will obtain the seal of Elohim and be guarded in these last days. Without controversy, said blueprint is perfection according to the Father's will. This is confirmed by Revelation 14:5, which uses the descriptor blameless when referencing the 144,000 who are sealed in these last days. To be blameless or without fault is no doubt the essence of perfection, to wit, our perfection in Yahushua Messiah is predicated upon our mastery of the Father's will, which is validated by our ability to execute his will with spiritual excellence and precision. And should we succeed, no one can make a legit claim against us, vis-a-vis, as it pertains to the Father's will of perfection, we cannot be blamed. Our enemies may seek to blame us or find grounds for some fault against us, but they will find no lawful argument, and thus there are no grounds. Now, these things being what they are, we have come full circle as it pertains to the people and places of the sealing of these set apart ones. And very needless to say, it took us quite a while to arrive at this conclusion. If you've been paying attention, then you know that 14 of the 15 podcasts in this phase have been dedicated primarily to analyzing the people and the places of the sealing of these set apart ones. And in doing so, we have focused largely on the requirements on obtaining the seal. Here again, the reason why this is so important to note is sure, and I will restate it in the form of a treasure box. And I trust that you will receive it and come to see the urgency of the hour we are living in, if you haven't already. Those who will obtain the seal of Elohim will do so before the end of this current season, which is coming to a swift and decisive end. And thus, these set apart ones have already obtained the seal, or they will obtain it before the season ends. Look, here lies the inflection and one of the most critical facets of the sealing of these set apart ones. It is a critical matter in every season, but it is especially critical in this season. Consider this matter. Apart from the Spirit of Elohim, it is impossible to know exactly when a season will begin and when a season will end. And yet, it is by His Spirit that we are able to perceive the signs and all the spiritual indicators that point to a transition from one season to the next. And this we perceive in observing the times, the seasons, and the signs. The day of salvation for many within the extended nation of Israel has come and gone. Alas, their window of opportunity is shut. It is closed, and it will never be opened again. For these all failed to discern the signs of the times, and as a result, they do not know the season we are in. He will not hear when they call. No doubt, this is a depressing reality. And yet, it is a reality that could have and should have easily been avoided. As I have said often before, the road to endless death is delimited by exit ramps, warning signs, and desperate cries that those who are traveling by should leave off this descending path, else they will surely die. But alas, they would not heed the call of the Spirit. They refused to listen to His voice. And when the fulfillment of this horrific picture has come, and these evildoers realize what they have done to themselves and their families, they will indeed cry out to the Father. But by then, it will be too late. He will not hear them when they call. In fact, He will mock them when their calamity comes, and He will orchestrate their fall. John 9:31 reads, "And we know that Elohim does not hear sinners, but if anyone fears Elohim and does His desire, He hears him." Isaiah 1:15-17 reads, "And when you spread out your hands, I hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I do not hear. Your hands have become filled with blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Stop doing evil, learn to do good." Isaiah 59:1-2. "Look, the hand of Yahuwah has not become too short to save, nor His ear too heavy to hear. But your crookedness has separated you from your Elohim, and your sins have hidden His face from you from hearing." Jeremiah 11:11. "Therefore, thus said Yahuwah, see, I am bringing evil on them, which they are unable to escape. Then they shall cry out to me, but I shall not listen to them." Now, if I were you, I would pay extra special attention to the line we just read in Jeremiah. To wit, Elohim is declaring, "See, I am bringing evil on them, which they are unable to escape." This, my friends, is the essence of the great distress, which is just around the corner. And Yahuwah is making it very clear. In that day, he will not hear the prayers of those who do not have his seal. He will not listen to those who would not listen to him. When he, by his Spirit, cried out day and night, you're going to need more oil. My friends, my dear friends, these things being what they surely are, it is imperative for those of you who are still with us, the true contenders for holiness, perfection, and everlasting life, the renewed nation of Israel, and seekers of the seal of Elohim. We must validate our claims and our expectations that we will be saved in these last and evil days. He has plans for you and me. Now, for that reason, the Spirit has led me to dedicate the next three podcasts to providing a summary of the people and places of the sealing of these set apart ones. Specifically, I have been led to achieve two goals in the next three podcasts. One, provide a summary of the high level requirements upon the seal of Elohim. And two, provide a blueprint for obtaining the seal for all who have been chosen. As I have said before, it is not enough to know the path. My dear friends, the seal of Elohim will not simply fall upon you because you asked for it. On the contrary, you must walk the path to obtain that which you seek. And know this, he or she who seeks will most certainly find. All you have to do is seek with all your heart. Then you will clearly see Yahuwah is indeed for us. He has plans for you and me to give us the abundance of life and safe passage into eternity. Matthew 7:7 through 8 reads, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Jeremiah 29:11 through 14 reads, for I know the plans I am planning for you, declares Yahuwah, plans of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and an expectancy. Then you shall call on me, and shall come and pray to me, and I shall listen to you. And you shall seek me, and shall find me, when you search for me with all your heart. And I shall be found by you, declares Yahuwah, and I shall turn back your captivity, and shall gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you. I shall bring you back to the place from which I have exiled you. Operating within the seven pillars of our faith. Now, like all the promises of Elohim and Yahushua Messiah, the promise to find that which we seek is beyond amazing. The ability to receive all that we ask for during the most troublesome time the world will ever know is the greatest advantage we will ever have in this life. Notwithstanding, let us be very clear on this matter. To wit, every promise of Elohim and Yahushua Messiah is like unto the seal in that it carries requirements. And thus, the following interest point is true. There is nothing you can't have if you are qualified to ask. Here lies the problem, and a fate we should all do our very best to avoid. That is, the scenario where we pray for protection in the middle of the great distress without the seal of Elohim. Hear me carefully. Yahuwah will not hear you in your distress. We've already gone over the scriptures that prove this. Therefore, we must summarize everything you must do to fulfill the guideline of the people and the places of the sealing. Only then will you find the protection you need during the most violent seasons our world will ever know. Now, you should start by making sure you have enough oil, i.e., a lamp full of oil and oil with your lamp. We discussed this matter in the first podcast in this phase, End Times 250, an intro to the sealing of these set apart ones. In that podcast, we analyze a critical matter that is indeed a key revelation in these last days. And thus, I will offer it to you as a revelation. And I pray that you take it to heart and you keep it in mind. Every season in these last days is filled with milestones. These milestones are markers denoting the progress we have made with regards to the Father's will for us in that season. If we fail to achieve these milestones, succeeding these markers at the appointed time, we will fail to fulfill the requirements on that season. And like the five foolish virgins in Matthew 25, we will surely be left behind. Now, the question of the hour is simply, how can you avoid this fate? How can you ensure that you are not left behind? The answer, you should start by committing yourself to consistently operating within the seven pillars of our faith. If you recall, those seven pillars are effectual prayer, effectual fasting, focus, dominion, authority, power, and dedication. Trust me, if you are constantly engaged in these seven spiritual orders, you will fare well in these last days. The key word is constantly. To wit, these are not seven principles you should treat casually or take lightly. My dear friends, these seven pillars will save your life. I will reveal how in future podcasts. At this time, I would simply have you understand the following truth, which I will offer as an interest point, which speaks to some of the key takeaways from this first podcast in this phase. Consider this. If you constantly observe the seven pillars of our faith, you will consistently hear the voice of the Spirit as He leads us in these last days. Lo, you'll hear Him when He cries, "You're going to need more oil." I know, because I heard Him too. When you're becoming distracted and overwhelmed, and when you reach a point where the way gets hard and you are struggling to see your way through, you will engage Him in effectual prayer, making your petitions known, and He will answer you. Remember, communication with the Father is a two-way street, and His ability to hear us is not the issue. The issue is He engaged? Is He listening? The same rule applies to us. Are we engaged in spiritual activities? Are we operating within the seven pillars of our faith? And are we listening to the Father every time He calls? Now, if you answered yes, then I advise you to stay tuned, for very soon you will hear Him when he cries, "Ready or not, here I come." For the time will come for us to make some major moves as we take some of the biggest steps we will ever take in our lives. And one of these will be our exodus from Mystery Babel. Again, I advise you to hear me when I say, stay tuned, for the hour is upon us. Do not cease to watch. Do not cease to pray. The power to endure all. Now, the call to watch and pray speaks to two of the seven pillars of our faith. Focus, which is a prerequisite to being watchful in the spirit, and effectual prayer. And although you should start with focus and effectual prayer, I caution you, don't end there. Trust me, we must constantly be engaged in every pillar and spiritual practice to endure the great distress that is coming. This is not only my advice, the leading disciples of Yahushua Messiah warned us about these matters. Acts 14:21-22 reads, "And having made many disciples, they, Shaul and Barnabas, returned to Lystra and Iconia and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the belief, and that through many afflictions, we must enter the reign of Elohim." 1 Thessalonians 3:4 reads, "For indeed, we did inform you beforehand, when we were with you, that we should suffer distress, and so it came to be, as you know." Revelation 7:9-14. "After this, I looked and saw a great crowd, which no one was able to count, out of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in white robes and palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, deliverance belongs to our Elohim, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And one of the elders responded, saying to me, who are these dressed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Master, you know. And he said to me, these are those coming out of the great distress, having washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Now, the first two passages clearly reveal how all the children of Elohim, in times past and in times present, will suffer afflictions and stress. This is true even after you unlock all the power, authority, and dominion of the Spirit. Here is why. Our enemies will continue to war against us even after we have become spiritually superior to them, and even though none of their weapons have the potential to prosper. Likewise, the Father will continue to test us and try us to ensure we never become comfortable in our quest for salvation in these last days. For as I have often said before, the moment you stop doing what made you great is the moment you stop being great. My dear friends, this is a very crucial matter you must appreciate. The seal of Elohim is not a ticket into a stress-free spiritual zone where we cruise into the millennial kingdom on flowery beds of ease. Quite the contrary, the seal of Elohim is, again, a super feature of holiness that allows us to persist through a spiritual sphere of distress, affliction, and pressure, It is your key to success and the abundance of life in a day of great evil and persistent death. I said it before, and I'll say it again. The great distress will be the most difficult time any of us will ever go through. It will be the most stressful and trying time any of us ever endures. And yet, those of us who are prepared for it will look at this difficult time as merely another series of tests and another series of trials. And why shouldn't we? We have the seal of Elohim. Along these lines, again, the seal of Elohim as a super feature of the Spirit is aligned with the operations of the Spirit in this day. To wit, the seal of Elohim will give us the power to endure the time of great distress, the same way he hath given us the power to endure all things until now. Tests, trials, and tribulations. Now, this example only speaks to those who have the seal of Elohim. And as the scriptures are written from the viewpoint of the divine, it is clear that great distress is the best way to describe what the children of Elohim will endure in the upcoming seasons. Nevertheless, great distress is not the best way to describe what the many who are without the seal will endure. On the rather, the best way to describe their reality in that day is great tribulation. Now, this is in line with the present day models of tests, trials, and tribulations, which we have touched on in past podcasts. In this order, the children of Elohim go through many tests and trials. As we revealed aforetime, these tests and trials are the Father's will. They are designed to make us stronger to the point where we become masters of our faith. Thus, there is no reason for us to fear our tests and trials. We should embrace them, for we will not be saved without them. The reason why many struggle to accept this reality is because they are often misconstruing the spiritual models of tests, trials, and tribulations. Here is what they fail to understand about these models. Unlike tests and trials, tribulations are not the Father's will. Rather, they are the disastrous results of our unwillingness to follow His will. Now, I assure you this is true, even though many Bibles don't read this way. Here again, I advise you to get out your concordance and ask the Spirit for understanding on this matter. For although I would love to continue this analysis, my remit for this podcast is to initiate a summary of the people and the places of the sealing of these set apart ones. And as I have already succeeded this remit, we should table this discussion and continue our summary with the next podcast. For as I said before, I would dedicate 4 podcasts to this summary, and so we have 3 more to go. Notwithstanding, I do wish for you to know that we will revisit this topic of tests, trials, and tribulations. Explicitly, we will address this topic thoroughly in a series of podcasts dedicated to analyzing the sequence of the sealing and the timing around the Great Tribulation. In doing so, we will provide clarity concerning Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy and the recipients of the Great Tribulation we will witness in these last days. For there is a difference between the great tribulation and the great distress, and we will analyze these matters at the appointed time. Now, here is the final word. Oh, hear the blessed Savior say, today is the day of salvation. Today. Behold, the blessed Savior stands and knocks at every door, 10,000 blessings in his hands to satisfy the poor. Behold, he says, I bleed and die to bring you to my rest. Hear, children, while I'm passing by, and be forever blessed. My dear friends, we hear the Messiah crying now, but not for very long. For the day of salvation will soon have ended. It will have come and gone. So, heap it up, my friends, heap it up, and enter ye into the straight gate. For the hour is coming, the time draws near, and very soon it will be too late. Now, here is what's next. We completed today's podcast, End Times 270, a summary of the people and places of the sealing, part one. And the next podcast is entitled End Times 272, a summary of the people and places of the sealing, part two. I will post this podcast on Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Until then, my friends, continue to be led by the Spirit of Elohim. Continue to watch. Continue to pray. Continue in fasting. And most of all, continue to be focused. For the end is coming. The end is near.